Wild celebrations of Mardi Gras come just before the start of Lent. Lent is the Christian observance leading up to the Easter holiday. It is a serious spiritual time, especially important to Roman Catholics. The name Mardi Gras comes from the French language. It means Fat Tuesday. The day is also called Shrove Tuesday in some places. Mardi Gras marks the end of the carnival period, a time of public merrymaking, energetically observed in Europe and South America. During Mardi Gras, huge crowds fill the streets of New Orleans, Louisiana, in the southern part of the United States. People from all over the country come to eat, drink, and dance. Police watch the crowds carefully. Many parties and parades have already taken place by the time Fat Tuesday arrives. In fact, activities start in January and last for weeks before the Big Tuesday. Social groups hold parades. Some of the huge floats or special parade vehicles carry up to 250 people. Riders on the parade floats wear colorful clothes. Top hats made from bird feathers can stand a meter tall. Beautiful and sometimes strange masks cover the faces of people on the floats. These people throw cups and necklaces to the crowds of people who watch the parades. Another tradition is to eat king cake. This food, similar to a sweet bread, is served at Mardi Gras parties. Inside one piece is a small plastic baby. Whoever gets the baby must promise to hold the next party. The French Quarter is the oldest part of the city. It remains the heart of New Orleans. And the French Quarter is where some of the best food, a mix of French and Caribbean influences, can be found. In New Orleans, music spills into the streets, not just at Mardi Gras, but throughout the year. New Orleans is known as the birthplace of jazz. But local sounds also include Cajun and Zydeco music. On Bourbon Street, the music and the crowds seem like a huge celebration that never ends. The most traditional old-time jazz is played at Preservation Hall in the French Quarter. I'm Dorothy Gundy.